our people. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name, who comes in the name of the Lord. How beautiful are the feet of them, of them that bear the good news. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is she that bringeth good tidings. Say unto the cities of Judah, arise, for your God is come. Lowly is he on a foal of an ass. He is your majesty.
Yahweh, Yahweh,
out of my soul. Cool it down. You are my joy, my hope, the delight of my soul. You are my joy, my hope, the delight of my soul. 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 Yeah.
You're the light of my soul.
Is the Lord God Almighty?
say you're holy,
holy, holy.
And the choir say that you are holy,
holy, holy, holy.
And your daughter say that you are holy,
holy, holy, holy.
And your brother say that you are
holy, 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 holy.
My city. children
of your glory.
Say, my school is full of your glory.
My school is full of your glory.
Say, the house is full of your glory. Are full of your glory.
My dreams are full of your glory.
Say, my hopes are full of your glory.
My hopes are full of your glory.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
God Almighty.
Yes, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
Yes, you are the Lord.
In sorrow, and there are people tonight who have lost things. You've lost your chastity, your virginity, you've lost your innocence, you've lost seemingly integrity because you failed and somebody judged you to be unreliable. But when Isaiah saw heaven, he found out that in heaven they had no record of a loss. He said they were shouting, "He is holy. As long as he is on the throne, then his glory fills the earth as the waters take over the sea." So I come tonight to roll reproach away. As long as you are in Christ, we grant unto you access to a brand new day. This is not a fluke declaration. This is not a declaration that is incongruous. This declaration has shape. It has form. It is definite. It is authorized in heaven and on earth and in hell. Any day you fall into trouble, if you turn around and he has left the throne, you have a right to be mournful. But as long as he's on the throne, then it is all right. I said, as long as he is on the throne, then it is all right. He says, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7, who are called by my name, can humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So I asked him, what can a person be doing that will stop him from praying that you consider to be pride. Because he says, humble yourselves and pray. So what else can a person be doing that God considers pride? Then I remembered, there are times I have worried, but I didn't pray. He's saying, humble yourself from the chair of worry and do what? Pray. There are times when I've been anxious, but I didn't pray. He's saying pride is arrogance. How many of you have a little brother or a nephew or niece that is like 5 years or 6 years? If you woke up in the middle of the night and your nephew sat down with his hands on his chin, on his bed, in darkness, thinking, and you see a sheet of paper in front of him and you ask him, what are you thinking about, Junior? And he says, no, they brought our electricity bill yesterday and the new tariff is really boggling my mind. Don't worry, go and sleep, Uncle. When I finish thinking, how many of you will think that that was correct? You will tell the young man to sleep. Give the paper to who? Daddy. Daddy pays the bills for every utility. So, it is, God says, if my people, if Junior can humble himself and recognize that he is just Junior, but that someone paid the rent and is ready to pay the utility bills and is ready to renovate the house and is ready to make the house conducive for Junior, then every time Junior receives a bill, he will pass it to the owner of the bill. Every time you are beset with a challenge and you do not recognize that only God can solve every matter, you have become full of pride and you have taken his place. Mama, complaining, bickering, sharing the problem is all pride because you have not yet passed it on to the owner. Then it says, if they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I want you to stand there and pose like a chick. Don't bother about me. Just look elsewhere. If you are living on the same street with Anu, if you have not yet recognized that she's a lady that is checkable, you will cross the street and buy bread with two different legs of slippers, one blue, one yellow. If she has not caught your fancy, when Chelsea or Arsenal wins, you remove your shirt and scream on the road. Yeah! You will join with a raucous crowd. You will make noise. But the day you notice that, oh boy, this chico, if I say, from that day, you will no more wear two different legs of slippers. Because you are afraid she might see you in that light. And by the time you pop the question, she will say you are a ragamuffin. Get correct slippers and wear. What are you doing? You are changing from your wicked ways because you are seeking what? Her face. Even if you were to go and collect a match from the next house, you will dress as though you are going to church. What are you doing? You are turning from your wicked ways. You are seeking her face. If the popular drunkard passes on the road and he says, hey, Polo, my main man, my correct Bobo. You say, hey, stop that nonsense. Since when did I start working with idiots like you? You that is always drinking. What are you trying to do? You are recommending yourself to her by turning from your wicked way so that you will seek what? He says, if you will turn from your wicked ways and seek my face, I will hear from heaven. How do we turn from our wicked ways when we are walking with God and we seek his face? His word. The word of God is a mirror. Nobody ever looks at a mirror and doesn't adjust. The moment you can see your image, the first thing you want to do, you turn from your wicked ways. Did you hear me? So the songwriter said, we want to see Jesus lifted high.
A banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. I wanna see Jesus lifted high. The banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. I wanna see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. I wanna see, I wanna see Jesus lifted high. I wanna see, I wanna see, I wanna see Jesus lifted. Say with me, I wanna see, I wanna see, I wanna see Jesus lifted high. I wanna see, I wanna see, I wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step, we're moving forward. Little by little, we're gaining ground. Every prayer a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He's the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. Can you lift up your hands wherever you are? And let us just acknowledge Jesus without the help of instruments. Just use your voice as an instrument. I want to tell you, let's take it down. I want to tell you what Jesus expects of us is to declare that in our campus and in the nation. We want to see Jesus lifted high. It's revival time. If you understand, you would cry and call on Him like you have never done before. You would say, "Hear, O Lord, and heal. Arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered." You cannot be silent, except you don't understand why revival needs to come. Shindola rabaka vete zuna braka dano kladi. Shadin kladi yamato fruta kabana kuba dabasa to eleva. Nibredo Caprina Marca Kevete Zute Barando do Vusha Tekala Abriando Procate Vivete Mama Bato Sute Pica Dabana Mota Baba Vivate Zute Gibranco Leveca Vivete Baba Bada Buta Fasa and Catalade Gunamate Pura Bake Vivete Musa Tecracala Golienda Bala Caruca Vivete Musa Tacrabota Babata Sota Viana Zinglado Rebecca Vivata Baba Baya Mamoto Fusate Cadat Koli and Praka, Dando Pokoto Bushota take him over the better suit of Bradana. Long Regada Banamota Kaba with the better suit of Bradana. Why don't you hold your brother or sister's hand and let us exchange fire with each other? Nakote Sotete Buda Banamota Sede Brota Kavalat here. Jipre Kanta Pada Buta Bevete Buta Sanda Babataya. Sandele Rebota Pina Mako Bevete Busa and Brigadala. Uje dala pokre pata bam namata kuba bebe bete zute predama. Azota pila pana kata dayabada.
We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see him like a banner that is across the sky, so that all men might see the truth, and that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth, the way to heaven. This is the prayer that the Father approves. The Holy Ghost is always speaking about the Son. The Son is always speaking about the Father. The Father is always speaking about the Son. The Son is always speaking about the Holy Ghost. They talk about themselves. Why don't you remain dumb? That the hour for revival has come. That our campus may experience revival. Like a raging fire. Let it start from hall to hall. Let it start from department to department. Let it take from the gate to the sea. It is the will of God, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to lead you in a simple prayer. As Boko Haram was raging in the north, and I noticed that cultism, unnecessary divisions, but the multiplications of fellowships were eating up your campuses. And I also saw subversion, homosexuality, lesbianism, all kinds of hedonism taking over the fabric of the life of the youth. And I saw pleasure being advanced as a god in this age. And I looked and I saw corruption eating up the polity itself and helping believers to lose their vitality whenever they get into positions of authority. I realized that Boko Haram is not the only problem facing this country. That actually what is happening, the gates of hell have risen against the church of Jesus. One of the reasons why I accepted to come, knowing that this period was going to be a told one for me, was because I wanted to live in the prayer that the Lord put in our hearts. If you look and you see, you will discover that there is apathy like has never been in church. Many people are disillusioned with church, especially your generation. You get to church and the way we handle it irritates you. We do a lot of extra biblical things. We have modified the visage of Christ. If you see Jesus now, it's almost like we have crucified him again. He is not comely. You cannot recognize him. Your generation is looking for definition, for accuracy, for specificity, for clarity. Because you will accept nothing else. You are too young. You are too full of life to handle things that are mediocre. But the church is not ready to rise up to feed you. But you can hold on to the word of the Lord. He said to me, you will not lose your nation. He said, you will not lose your cities. And he told me, you will not lose your workplaces. The moment God gives you a prayer to pray, that prayer indicates the challenge that Satan is posing. Satan wants to wreck this country. Satan wants to rob us of our cities. Satan wants to deny us of workplaces because he knows if we work, we will take care of our families, and in our families, we will raise godly seed. Little Samuel was in Shiloh, and I feel tonight that in Shiloh, Eli was ministering there, but the word of God was no more being heard, and the visions of God were rare. Eli was in a backsliding state, but you cannot take it from him. He once heard God. But little Samuel was here, the succeeding generation. His mother had pledged, if you give me a son, I will make him a priest so there will be no vacuum when you kill Hophni and Phinehas and Eli. So he was the succeeding generation. But he didn't know God. Verse 7 of 1 Samuel chapter 3 says, for the little boy then Samuel did not yet know God, for God had not revealed himself to Samuel. You can say, but I know God. No. You are like Isaiah. There is a secret period in your life when the oil of God touches your head, but for a season, your kingship is a secret kingship. There is the time when you are a king, but in hiding. David was a king, already anointed, but running from Saul, hiding in caves, running behind every hill, yet he was anointed. Jesus was anointed from the age of 12. He could argue with the scribes, yet he was not yet commissioned. Until the outward profession of the kingdom, Jesus remained subject to his parents. I want you to understand this. The little boy Samuel was in the house of God, eating the bread of God, eating the meat from the altars of God, drinking juice from the altars of God, enjoying the incense and the fragrance of the ambience, lighting up the candles that were in the tent and being led by their light. But he as yet did not know God. Isaiah prophesied chapter 1. The donkey knows his owner. The cow knows his house. But my people do not know their maker, their owner. He prophesied chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house will be exalted above every hill, and all nations shall flow into it. Then he got to chapter 6 and said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. That seeing would look like a paradox. How come he didn't know the Lord, but he had prophesied so accurately? The first 5 chapters will be akin to the time of the secret kingdom. When the kingdom is handed, but it is still to be held for a while. If God cannot trust you to give you a revelation and tell you, keep it, it is not time, then God perhaps will not let the future come your way. Before God ordains prophets, he gives them assignments and tells them, keep this one. It's not for now. It's for an appointed time. So the little Samuel was there, but he as yet had not said to God, I am your servant. Neither had God yet said, I enlist you. Until the night he heard Samuel. The authority was so strong, he knew only Eli could call him like that. He came and said, Daddy, you called me. Eli said, I didn't call you, my son. Go back and lie down. Second time, Samuel. Samuel ran again. The anxiety was palpable in the voice of the one calling. There was a need in the heart of the one calling. Samuel couldn't ignore it. By the third time, Eli said to him, it is God calling you. Next time you hear him call, because Eli knew once God gets a hold of someone, he doesn't let go. I can tell some of you, you'll be waiting for God. Well, the time is coming shortly when he gets a hold of you. It will be unmistakable. God is not the one, or when you say to him, I'm in love with Rose and I'm in love with Mary, I want God to tell me which one is my wife. God is not. Or the Lord said this to me, but I'm not sure. No. It's not God. Do you understand that? That's not God. If God speaks to you, every strand of hair on your head will know. And that season is coming upon you now. Shortly, your campus as a fellowship will know it. The environs of your university will know it. You will rock the foundations of the occult in this campus. You will stop perversion in your campus. Out of this place, the rivers of holiness will flow. And the peace of God. Peace is not a docile weapon. Peace is a violent foe. He smashes to establish his regime. That's why nations gather and stockpile arms, so that it will be a deterrent to those who want to cause trouble. Peace is violent. If he does not win, there cannot be peace. So when you call him Prince of Peace, it's because he is El Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts, the man of war. Now, your generation must stand up with you tonight and stake your claim over this nation, over our cities, over our workplaces. Boko Haram, cultism, the occult, corruption in government, perversion, the pleasure, the folly, the spirit of waste, they must stop. They must not affect the growth of the church.
Our fathers have heard God and they stake their claim.
We, the children, must also hear for our own.
Even if your father is 7 feet tall, when they give birth to you, you have to grow your own height. Nobody can lay hands on you and transfer his spiritual experience to you.
You have been given the gifts of the Spirit and you can use them to bear fruit. And you must do just that.
I want to enlist you. If not, others will enlist you. There are voices in the church that are saying, let the country split. I'm a Christian, I come from the north. If I've been a blessing to you, why do you then forget that I exist there? There are voices that are saying, go and nuke the north. Where are you going to drop the nuclear device? We live together. A cousin is a Muslim, a brother is a Christian. The challenge that is posed calls for a different response. I believe that in the midst of the apathy that we're feeling in church and the attack that is coming upon the church, it is God calling on Samuel, a generation, and saying to them, where are you? Now I want you to say, speak, Lord, your servant heareth. Say it in tongues, say it in the understanding. Speak to him, tell him this is our nation, we will not let it go. This is our city, we will not let it go. This is our workplace, we will not let it go. Our campus cannot be overrun. Nobody can dictate to us how to function in this land. It is our land. Lift up your voice in prayer now. Lift up your voice. I said, lift up your voice. I said, lift up your voice in prayer now. Lift it. Add your voice to the sound of your generation. We refuse to let Nigeria go. We refuse to let our cities go. We refuse to let our workplaces go. Our campuses are going nowhere. Our lecturers are going nowhere. Our departments are going nowhere. Sin will not have dominion over me. I curse the scourge of perversion. I steal the hand of the avenger. I reverse the battle and I take it to the gates of the enemy. I contend earnestly for that which was once and for all delivered to all the saints. I am standing in my generation and staking my claim. I want you to pray. Pray, my friend. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. I want you to pray, my friend. Pray. This is your hour. This is his dominion. His kingdom is come. His glory is come. He is the Lord. There is none like him. Besides him, there is no other. Blessed be his name. Can somebody pray tonight? Can somebody lift up his voice tonight? We will not lose our nation. We will not lose our cities. We will not lose our workplaces. We stake our claim and we claim it by right. Somebody pray. Sing a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Somebody pray. Go pray in the Kalaida. If you need to make peace with him, make peace with him. If you need to tell him what you really feel, tell him what you feel. Bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you are finding it difficult to pray that prayer, it can be because of any of these reasons. It can be that you lack confidence because of the condition of your life. But we have never gone to the campuses without giving people an opportunity. Sin has never been a challenge to the believer.
except you never knew him and you want to know him. But if you knew him, you would know he is the pool where you dip yourself so you can be cleansed. So tonight, if there is anything that is standing between you and confidence in Christ, and you need brethren to pray with you and stand with you, I am a brother like you. I'd like you to just lift up your hand and let me see it. It's not so we disgrace you, it's so that we just acknowledge that there is a move of the Spirit here, and that all over this place, men are linking up with him. You know, it's easy to pray. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for those hands. It's easy to worship and sing the songs of Christ. You can be like Samuel, eating his bread, eating the meat, hanging around the tent, receiving the accolades of men. They call you man of God. They call you child of God. But you know you have no intimacy with him. And you have heard this tonight, and you know it's the sound of the Spirit. If you are one of them, I'd like you to lift up your hand. There are many people all over the place already. Just lift up your hand wherever you are. Let me see. I see you on my right side. Just lift up your hands. I see you on my left. I see you back left there. Thank you. I see you. It is nights like this that have shaped lives and destinies. I remember the day I stood up like that. I like to challenge you to just come to me and receive the right hand of fellowship. Come quickly, just quickly. This is your own way of despising Satan. This is your own way of rejecting everything that has resisted you. Just come, come. Just come, come to me. It's a great night because God is moving. He's shifting. It's a night to shift, change location. Who cares about your face? Who wants to mock you? Nobody. The future is waiting to celebrate you. Those of you that were back there, just come. Come quickly. Whether you put up your hands or not, just come. I don't want to feel this way again. I don't want to lack confidence with you again. I want to stand confident before you. This is not all. And I'd like you to come very quickly. This is the right hand of fellowship. We went to the University of Benin and an occultic group was meeting and they broke up to come. And one of them was weeping and saying to me, "Pastor, you don't know what you did for me tonight." I said, "I know. It's what he did for me when it was my night that he's doing for you." These are not all. These are not all. You can feel it. There are three more. In fact, four more. You don't need to argue. I know you sit where you are and you are saying, "Well, God sees my heart. He sees it." But the pursuit is the proof of desire. Everything that you longed for, you pursued. So I ask you to come. Declare to the world. Don't be betwixt two. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Drop it and come. Quickly. Thank you, sir. There are three more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just come. Please encourage them with your hand clap. Just come. Come. From tonight, you will never lack for confidence. I have directed you that where sin and reproach abounds, the grace of God much more. There is no little discrepancy. There is no great discrepancy. Once you feel that you do not have confidence, it is because it is time for you to make a move and take that decision. And so in fellowship, I give you the right hand of fellowship. And I say, God bless you, establish you, strengthen and comfort you, keep you. and support you and be your rear guard and defend you, honor you every day. The Lord honor you every day and honor your sacrifice and your word in the name of Jesus. He will remember your offerings, and the angels of God will be there to assist you in Jesus' name. The peace of God rest with you. Just rest with you. The peace of God that passes all understanding. That's Him there. He's softening the heart, but He's preparing you for that which He has started, which only He can complete. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you.